During a special meeting, the Arcata City Council met Thursday afternoon to pick the 2019 Arcata mayor and vice mayor. Councilmember Brett Watson was chosen as mayor, and Councilmember Michael Winkler was chosen as vice mayor.
It really is a great honor to me to be entrusted with this duty, and so I'm very grateful. Thank you. And I'm looking forward to the next year in Arcata, and I believe 2019 is going to be a great year for the city.
Prior to the council vote, previous Arcata Mayor Sophia Pereira said she was grateful for the opportunity to lead the city this year.
And while there were challenging moments, I am proud of our community and what we accomplished together.
Among the accomplishments were the creations of the Zero Waste Task Force and the Plaza Improvement Task Force. She emphasized the work with Equity Arcata to bring in more residents dedicated to a more inclusive community and the partnership with Arcata Main Street to bring more family events to the plaza. Pereira also discussed how the city improved its outreach to areas like Valley West by doing more community cleanups and having more engagement in the part of town. She then noted the success of hiring a new Arcata police chief, Brian Ahern, and having an interim Arcata police chief, Richard Ely, on board prior to the hiring.
The people of Arcata have shown their commitment to our values of an inclusive community that works for social justice and environmental sustainability. And one of the things I love most about this community is that we are always working to make Arcata better than it was the day before.
A protocol manual adopted to the Arcata Municipal Code in 2018 outlined how the council collectively chooses the next mayor and vice mayor, which goes through a rotational system for the mayor and vice mayor. Each position is served for 1 year. Arcata City Manager Karen Diemer said the process was not binding and that the council can choose the roles in a different way.
So the protocol calls for the vice mayor to rotate to the position of mayor. And then in terms of selecting a vice mayor, it would go to the member with the most continuous time of service on the council who has not previously served as mayor or is the farthest from serving in the position of mayor.
That person was, according to the new protocol, Councilmember Michael Winkler. The nomination sparked some concern from both council members, Paul Patino and Sophia Pereira. This year, the Eureka NAACP called for the censure of Winkler in light of his remarks written in two local newspapers, which compared the crowd at a city council meeting to a, quote, lynch mob, unquote. The letters were published in the Times Standard in March and the Mad River Union in February of this year.
And I want to be clear that these concerns being raised goes beyond what has been stated publicly at meetings, at public comment, and it includes Arcata residents directly sharing their concerns with me. Folks over the past year have called for me and this council to censure Councilmember Winkler for his behavior.
Pereira said she would not censor a colleague because they were all elected by the people of Arcata to serve on the city council. She then voted no on his nomination and the vote for vice mayor. Patino said the opportunity for Winkler to serve would show what type of person he was, and in the year, the council would decide if he would further his leadership position. Meanwhile, council member Susan Ornelas said she's known Winkler for 20 years and is confident in him being vice mayor, and she said she knows his heart is in the right place, even if his words were wrong. Winkler thanked Patino and Ornelas for the support and said he had previously met with Pereira to discuss her concerns.
We have frankly shared our concerns and addressed them to some extent. And I would like to use this opportunity, if it's availed to me, to build on positive aspects of our relationship.
According to protocol, the council will decide in a year if Winkler is credible to run a larger leadership position. For KHSU, I'm Natalia Estrada.